Now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
I am your host, Michael B. This is the Truth Zone. You better believe we are in the vortex of the information revolution. And you better believe, folks, that's just what it is. Because, you know, we're really getting hit from all sides. We're getting hit spiritually, politically, and ethically. Certainly, the ideologies that are coming through just get stranger and stranger. How do we allow mentally ill individuals, join the military in the first place, that think they're a woman or think that they're a guy? How does that work? I mean, you talk about lunacy. And in Libtardia, which is where I like to say citizens who are libtards, live in Libtardia, they're utopia. Where no matter how ill you are, we're to embrace that as an alternative lifestyle, an alternate normal. See, and this is coupled with these new age ideas of alternate realities and planes and different, it's just sick. And the citizens of Libtardia are in an uproar because Donald Trump wants to return the United States to normalcy. And there is a normalcy. Normal isn't 100% relative to what each individual thinks it is. There are universal truths, like there are two genders, male and female. How human beings have conjured up the notion that there are more than two. Well, who's the father of the lie? Who's the father of confusion and chaos, division? Who's the original rebel? Answer, Satan the devil. I talked about the New Age movement a couple of weeks ago and the different false pagan gods who were a mixture of male and female. I played you audio clips about transgender gods. You see, this is where this is coming from. These are false fairy tales created by Satan himself. And he gave these thoughts to mankind, which is why you see commonalities between South American pagans and the Babylonians. People say, oh, aliens came from different planets and dropped off common knowledge or planted us here. So that's the explanation for why there are pyramids in South America and pyramids in Egypt. Poppycock. Is that why man also invented weapons in different parts of the earth? Aliens gave them that? I laugh because what aliens? You know, people say, oh, I've seen UFOs and all that other, but have you touched one? I mean, really? Has there been actual footage ever on the 6 o'clock news of an alien walking down Main Street? Oh, that's right. That's right. They're in hiding because we would freak out and there would be bedlam in the streets as if we don't already have that. I wonder how many people feel, but would actually, if an alien ship came down and a couple of, you know, ETs came out and said, you know, we can help you people out. Because that's the story, too, that New Agers tell you. They tell you that aliens are here from different parts of the galaxy and they're helping us, but they do it quietly. How many people would welcome aliens if they said, we've got a better way? How many are fed up with all of the world governments? How many, if something offered a better way and they came down in a cool spaceship, laser beams and all that stuff, I think there would be more humans inviting an alien takeover as, let's say, 30 years ago. I think that's true. But we're led to believe aliens gave man pyramids in South America and in Egypt. Well, I guess they also gave us child sacrifice and mass human bloodletting. In the name of false gods. I guess aliens gave us that too. I don't think so. It was totally Satan, the devil. And I was in Bible class last night. And you know, again, we're talking about as long as you believe, you get your ticket punched to paradise. And I took my pastor to task. I said, that's not what Jesus says. And then another one tried to explain, well, you know, he was talking to the Pharisees this, and he, were you there? No. No. Nobody in that room last night in our Bible study was there 2,000 years ago, but they want to assume, very dangerous, right? They want to assume what Jesus was saying. Well, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to stick to Scripture. Because I wasn't there. And I said, well, then are we negating Scripture? How do we negate or reconcile Jesus' words written by an eyewitness, Matthew? Oh, well, we're not negating it. Well, kind of. See, then they got kind of soft. Folks, here's the thing. We need to stop creating God in our own image. We need to stop creating society in our own image. How's it looking? How's society looking under our own point of view, under our own wisdom? How's it looking? How have the judges absolutely contorted the Constitution, the Constitution, based on their interpretations of the law? How's it looking? And of course, as they interpret the laws, there's no predisposed opinion already, as if to say their own mindsets haven't already influenced their judgment, Who believes that? It's the same thing what's happening in Christianity today. It's the same thing. We have a predisposed idea of how it should look like. So we've already programmed ourselves ahead of time how we want to interpret something to validate us. And I talked about that in depth yesterday. We're motivated by our own whims. And how's it looking? Just like, you know, we want to be in denial. How could our government ever do bad things against the American people? Not our government. No, not at all. But I'm going to show you 9 conspiracies. Actually, I call them 9 crimes against the American people, spanning close to 100 years, okay? Verified. The first one, the U.S. Department of the Treasury poisoned alcohol during Prohibition, and people died. The 18th Amendment, which took effect in January 1920, banned the manufacture, sale, and transportation of alcohol, but not consumption. Despite the government's efforts, alcoholism actually skyrocketed during the era. To keep up with America's thirst, bootleggers not only created their own alcohol, but also stole industrial versions, rendered undrinkable by the inclusion of certain chemicals, namely methyl alcohol. Liquor syndicates then employed chemists to renature the alcohol once again, making it safe for consumption, according to Deborah Blum, author of The Prisoner's Handbook, Murder and the Birth of Forensic Medicine in Jazz Age New York. By mid-1927, however, the U.S. government added much deadlier chemicals, kerosene, chloroform, and acetone, among those most well known, which made alcohol more difficult to render consumable again. Adding 10% more methyl alcohol caused the worst effects. Although New York's chief medical examiner, Charles Norris, tried to publicize the dangers in 1926, poisonous alcohol killed 400 in New York City. The next year, 700 died. So, here's government banning the sale and distribution of alcohol, and alcoholism exploded. Well, don't we see that with this alleged drug war? And we talk about how LSD was a government creation by the CIA for mind control and then dispersed to the public for great profits. So here's the U.S. government poisoning our citizens, killing them, all in the name of alcohol prohibition. This is verified. Crime number 2. And Alex Jones was laughed at. He's been talking about this for 20 years. And he's a conspiracy theorist. Well, here's a different source. The U.S. Public Health Service lied about treating black men with syphilis for more than 40 years. In 1932, the Public Health Service collaborated with the Tuskegee Institute to record the history of syphilis in the black male community, hoping to justify a treatment program. Called the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male, the study initially included 600 black men, 399 with the disease and 201 without. While the men were told they would receive treatment, however, the researchers never provide adequate treatment for the disease. Even when penicillin became the preferred and available treatment for syphilis, researchers kept their subjects in the dark. Although originally planned to last 6 months, the experiment continued for 40 years. Finally, in 1972, an Associated Press article prompted public outrage and a subsequent investigation. A government advisory panel deemed the study ethically irresponsible, and research ended almost immediately. As a result, the government settled the class action lawsuit out of court in 1974 for $10 million and lifetime health benefits for all participants, the last who died in 2004. Crime number three. More than 100 million Americans received a polio vaccine contaminated with a potentially cancer-causing virus. And of course, I mean, after all, the vaccines must be so wonderful now. You go ahead, folks, and you get your vaccine. I'll pass. From 1954 to 1961, Simian Virus 40 somehow showed up in polio vaccines, according to the American Journal of Cancer. Researchers estimate 98 million people in the U.S. and even more worldwide received contaminated inoculations. Jonas Salk, creator of the inactivated polio vaccine, used cells from rhesus monkeys infected with SV40, according to president of the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Fisher, who testified before the Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness in the U.S. House of Representatives on this matter in 2003, after researching the situation for 10 years. The federal government changed oral vaccine stipulations in 1961, but didn't include Salk's inactivated polio vaccine, specifically citing SV40. But medical professionals continued to administer tainted vaccines until 1963, according to Michael E. Harwin, writing for the Albany Law Journal of Science and Technology in 2003. Even after 1961, the American Journal of Cancer found contaminated oral vaccines. Although researchers know SV40 causes cancer in animals, opinions vary on a direct link between the virus and cancer in humans. Independent studies, however, have identified SV40 in brain and lung tumors of children and adults. The Center for Disease Control did post a fact sheet acknowledging the presence of SV40 in polio vaccines, but has since removed it. They removed the fact sheet. Crime number four. Parts of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which led to U.S. intervention in Vietnam, never happened. After evading a torpedo attack, the USS Maddox reportedly engaged three North Vietnamese boats in the Gulf of Tonkin in both August 2nd and August 4th, 1964, according to the Pentagon Papers. Although without U.S. casualties, the events prompted Congress to pass a resolution allowing Lyndon Johnson to intervene in the Southeast Asian country, which JFK vehemently opposed. Talk of Tonkin's status as a false flag for U.S. government in the Vietnam War has permeated public discourse almost since the time of the attacks, especially after the government admitted that the second incident may have involved false radar images. But after resisting comment for decades, the National Security Agency finally declassified documents in 2005. Yeah, after everybody's dead, admitting the incident on August 4th never happened at all. Those incidents didn't necessarily, those involved didn't necessarily intend to cover up the incident to propagate or whatnot. But the evidence does suggest an active effort to make SIGINT fit the claim of what happened during the evening of August 4th in the Gulf of Tonkin, according to NSA historian Robert J. Hanyak. Number 5. Military leaders reportedly planned terrorist attacks in the U.S. to drum up support for a war against Cuba. Gee, is that something like, Operation Northwoods? In 1962, the Joint Chiefs of Staff approved, Operation Northwoods, a covert plan to create support for a war in Cuba that would oust communist leader Fidel Castro. Declassified government documents show considerations included host funerals for mock victims. Host funerals for mock victims. You know, I've heard that before. Sandy Hook, maybe? Start rumors and blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba. They even suggested somehow pinning John Glenn's potential death should his rocket explode on communists in Cuba. The advisors presented the plan to President Kennedy's Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, according to investigative journalist James Banford's book, Body of Secrets. We don't know whether McNamara immediately refused, but a few days later, Kennedy told U.S. Army General Lyman Lemnitzer the plan's poobah, the creator, that the U.S. would never use overt force to take Cuba. A few months later, Lemnitzer lost his position, while JFK lost his life. There really was a worry at the time about the military going off crazy, and they did, but they never succeeded. But it wasn't for lack of trying, Bamford told ABC News. Wow. Mock victims. Start rumors. Blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay. Sounds like a new Pearl Harbor was needed. Well, let's play this first audio clip. Let's jump into 2001, shall we? This is called A New Pearl Harbor from Infowars.com, courtesy of Alex Jones.
The new Pearl Harbor.
I was sitting in a schoolhouse in Florida. I was sitting there, and my chief of staff, well, first of all, when we walked in the classroom, I had seen this plane fly into the first building. There was a TV set on it, and, I thought it was pilot error.
So if there was no live television coverage of the first plane hitting the first tower, how do we explain the following comment from George Walker Bush?
And it was a piece set on.
I guess one of the perks of being president is you get access to TV channels that don't exist in the known universe, correct?
I had seen this plane fly into the first building. It was a TV set on. And
George Bush, he just sits there after he's told
the second plane is hit
for around 20 minutes and then kind of just ambles out, taking his time.
It was broadcast 3 days in advance, his schedule, correct? The president's schedule?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so if, in fact, he was being informed that the second plane had hit, America's under attack, it would seem to me that upon the revelation of that news, that the Secret Service would grab the president and remove him as if he were on fire from that room.
The whole thing appears to have been a sham, George, a sham. The American government appears to be manipulating the American people on the basis of acts of violence. It all appears to be corrupt.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Karl Rove, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Fife, Condoleezza Rice, Jeb Bush, George W.
I don't think we need to be subliminal.
So the government's own theory here that these 19 guys under control of a fellow off in a cave in Afghanistan pulled this off is obviously a conspiracy theory.
It's an absolutely lie, and why are you lying if you attacked in this way?
Yeah. So, how could George Bush be watching a live video of the first plane hitting the towers when there was none? How could you do that? You could see replays, maybe, if somebody just so happened to have their cell phone, you know, in 2001 in video mode. I don't think so. In video mode at the towers, right? Sure, just that never happened, did it? But he watched it on TV. I mean, here's a guy that couldn't even get his story straight. And you fast forward, and a 28-page report blames Saudi Arabia for financing the whole thing, which President Trump urged that release. And then you see him over there doing his little cane dance and receiving a medal from the king or a prince of Saudi Arabia, and then signing a multi-billion-dollar arms deal. I mean, come on. It's almost comical. Host funerals for mock victims, starting rumors, and blaming a foreign entity for a U.S. attack. In the meantime, it's the U.S. government fabricating all of this. Let's move to crime number 6. And this was the LSD that I was talking about. MK Ultra. The government tested the effects of LSD on unwitting U.S. and Canadian citizens. Under the codename MK Ultra, the U.S. government ran a human research operation within the CIA Scientific Research Division. Researchers tested the effects of hypnosis, sensory deprivation, isolation, torture, and most memorably, LSD on U.S. and Canadian citizens. Most had no idea. This is awesome. To conduct these experiments, the CIA paid prisons, hospitals, and other institutions to keep quiet. The department even enticed heroin addicts to participate by offering them heroin. According to documents from a joint hearing to committees of Congress, where the then Senator Ted Kennedy, chairman of Health and Research Subcommittee, spoke. That day, he regaled Congress with chilling testimony. Over 30 universities became involved in various studies. Notably, many lacked oversight by medical or scientific professionals. At least one participant, Frank Olson, died, reportedly from suicide after unknowingly ingesting LSD. 1973, the CIA's then-director Richard Helms ordered the destruction of all documents pertaining to MKUltra. Of course. Of course you got to get rid of the evidence, right? When Congress looked into the matter, no one, not even Helms, could remember details. Through a Freedom of Information Act request, more documents were located, but the full timeline remains incomplete. The events inspired investigative journalist John Ronson's best-selling book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, now a movie of the same title, starring that libtard George Clooney. So, LSD was a government creation, and they victimized prisoners and patients, paid those institutions hush money, and destroyed implicating documents. But the U.S. government would never conspire to kill thousands of United States citizens and blame someone else. No. Number seven, in 1974... the CIA resurfaced a sunken Soviet submarine with three nuclear-armed ballistic missiles. The CIA secret Project Azorian aimed to raise a sunken Soviet submarine from the floor of the Pacific Ocean to retrieve three nuclear-armed ballistic missiles, each carrying a 1 megaton nuclear warhead. With President Nixon's approval, CIA Director Richard Helms placed all the plans in a secret file called Jennifer, thus keeping the information from everyone but a select number of government officials. After a Freedom of Information Act, the NSA finally published an article from CIA's in-house journal, Studies in Intelligence, revealing that the department succeeded in resurfacing portions of the sub named K-129. The CIA redacted text, conveniently, in these documents that prevent determining the operation's exact level of success. But the crew of the Glomar Explorer, the recovery ship, did haul contents to Hawaii for unloading. Number eight, the U.S. government sold weapons to Iran, violating an embargo, and used the money to support Nicaraguan militants. In 1985, senior officials in the Reagan administration facilitated the sale of arms to Iran, then under embargo. The government, with the National Security Council's Oliver North acting as a key player, later used the profits to fund the Contras, anti-communist rebels in Nicaragua. The whole situation began with seven American hostages taken by a hostile group in Lebanon with ties to Iran. Through an elaborate exchange involving Israel, the U.S. planned to sell weapons to Iran in exchange for the hostages' freedom. The situation quickly derailed, although the Lebanese did release all but two. After a leak from an Iranian, the situation finally came to light in 1986. After repeatedly denying any involvement, the Reagan administration underwent 41 days of congressional hearings, according to Brown University's research project on the scandal. They subpoenaed government documents from as early as 1981 and forced declassification of others. Reagan's involvement in and even knowledge of the situation remains unclear. The hearings never labeled the sale of weapons to Iran in a criminal case, but some officials faced charges for supporting the Contras. The administration, however, refused to declassify certain documents, forcing Congress to drop them. Number 9. A public relations firm organized congressional testimony that propelled U.S. involvement in the Persian Gulf War. In 1990, a 15-year-old Kuwaiti girl identified only as Naira testified before Congress that she witnessed Iraqi soldiers pulling infants from their incubators at a hospital and tossing them to the ground to die. A later investigation revealed that PR giant Hill and Knowlton arranged her testimony for a client, Kuwaiti-sponsored Citizens for a Free Kuwait, and furthermore that Naira was the daughter of Kuwait's ambassador to the U.S., according to the New York Times. Tom Lantos, a representative from California, who co-founded the committee that heard Naira, coordinated the whole thing. Perhaps not coincidentally, his committee rented space in the PR firm's headquarters at a reduced rate. Citizens for a Free Kuwait would go on to donate money to foundations with ties to said committee sometime after Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. At first, Amnesty International affirmed the girl's testimony, but after reinvestigation, the group and other human rights organizations switched positions. They didn't necessarily question the accuracy, just her withheld bias. Naira's testimony helped build support for the Persian Gulf War, though Congress would have likely pursued involvement without her words. But you see, for every war, the government needs the people's approval. Forget about the fact that Kuwait, rumor has it, that was actually siphoning underground oil pipelines from Iraq. And that's why Hussein went in there. See, the American people, I don't think, would have been so hot to have a U.S.-led coalition invade Iraq because Kuwait is stealing their oil. And then Hussein invades Kuwait. I don't think so. No, we needed... See, when you got to pull the heartstrings, folks. Every time you need a new Pearl Harbor. But 9/11 couldn't have been an inside job. No. Well, I just presented to you 9 verified U.S. government conspiracies that killed unknowing U.S. citizens and promulgated wars with foreign countries, setting them up for things that they never did. But the chemical weapons attacks in Syria, Assad must have done it. And so, when I play this next clip, this just must be, another fantasy. Even though multiple sources are now suspecting a coup against Donald Trump. Oh, that just must be another convoluted conspiracy theory. Something just aluminum tinfoil hat wearers subscribe to. Nah. The United States government could never overthrow a president with no legal foundation whatsoever. Whether you agree with all of Donald Trump's decisions so far, which I don't think he's right on Syria. And he's hot and heavy to pass legislation on health insurance, omitting several of what he promised. Putting that aside, folks, Donald Trump and his children are beyond reproach. You don't have to like them 100% for whatever reason, but there's nothing criminal about these people. And yet, there is a smell in the air of a coup d'etat against this president. And it's not just coming from the alt-right. So this next clip, breaking. Washington braces for martial law. And again, this is courtesy of Infowars.com.
The Pentagon war planners have rightfully said that 90% of modern warfare is informational. That's why it's more important than ever that all of you watching subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, because InfoWars is the front line of the fight. And without your help and support, we will fail. With your support and with your prayers, we will be victorious against the globalists together.
So here in America, we're at a turning point tonight with forces now forming an alliance to try and remove President Trump from office. It's that serious.
This is not a diversionary tactic. This stuff is real here. This coup, this silent coup that is taking place is real.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger.
Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course, this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out. But I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out.
This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people.
You can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray.
And the best description of it is by Barry Castleman in his blog, where he said this is a coup d'etat. He said 14 million citizens in private ballots picked Donald Trump. 20 TV executives have decided to destroy him.
This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump.
Now, I'm going to play for you. That's the last few months. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, senior pastors, Trump's pastor, basically, meeting at the White House with a senior member of Congress. This is just last week, breaking this week. And CBN is afraid to run it, and I understand. This is real. You have to understand, they're in publications that government reads trying to get it ready. And again, they're not just going to kill Trump. And believe me, they're going to kill him if they try. They're not going to let him haul him before a court in chains, turn him into a superhero. He's going to be a big enough martyr already. They're going to try to politically destroy him, then kill him, then bring out horrible lies about him so he can't defend himself. And they're going to go after all the opposition. You notice Ron Paul's starting to back Trump. He knows how much trouble Trump's in. He says, quote, Trump's back's against the wall when he was on last week and said he's doing a good job. Rand Paul says he gets up. In fact, I never played that clip last week. Can we pull that up? He wakes up every morning and thanks God Donald Trump is president or we'd already be in giant wars. That's a fact. That's Rand Paul. Those are good guys. They understand. Now, you notice the Pauls now weren't supporting Trump. Now they are because they understand, folks, he's the figurehead, and they're putting everything they can to take him down. If they get Trump, they're going to get Ron Paul. They're going to get Rand Paul. They're going to get me. They're going to get Matt Drudge. They're going to get Sean Hannity. They're going to get Rush Limbaugh. Now, is Rush Limbaugh perfect? No. Is Hannity perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. We're not out to get the country. We believe in prosperity. We believe in open religious freedom. We're Christians. We believe in America. We're not selling out to radical Islam. We're not trying to sexualize kids. We're just decent people. Does that mean Republicans don't go out the deep end sometimes? Absolutely. Does it mean the Republican establishment's horrible? Absolutely. Did it mean Limbaugh's been too easy on them? Yes. But all that's over, folks. The Republican establishment knows their days are numbered too. That's why they're combined in this evil combination, this trifecta of MSM, foreign corporations, and the political class in this country that want to stay in control. And you've got this evil combination. That's what it is, like a legion of doom. And then all their minions that are their useful idiots who are totally invested in the system. I'm going to play Brennan again here in a moment, but first I'm going to play Rand Paul. But here they are, confirming everything we've said. And I don't keep saying every segment, see, I was right again. I'm explaining they're after me because I've read over 1,000 history books. I used to stay up till 2-3 in the morning almost every books from ancient Greece and Rome and World War II and World War I. And by learning history, I learned how statecraft worked. I learned about court intrigue. I learned about secret societies. I learned about COG. I'm not bragging. I was just the type that would watch C-SPAN when I was in high school and college. I'm the type of weirdo that would...
COG, if you don't know, is continuity of government. In other words, should there be, let's say, something mysteriously happening to Donald Trump, we would not lose, or the government would not lose. It would still stream along. So that's the continuity. In other words, there would be no fracture in the government. It would just continue seamlessly, even though something major happened to it.
You know, watch the re-airing on PBS of Watergate hearings. I'm the type of guy that would watch Frontline, back when it was a good show about COG and plans they had to have martial law back in the 80s. They didn't go there, but now I'm seeing what they had planned then. They're crazy enough to try it. They didn't try it before because there was a good chance they'd end up going to prison. The globalists are more wild now. They're not really the old guard that actually got power for themselves, that actually ran things. They were bad, but at least they worked 18 hours a day and had some restraint. You look at the people running things now, they thought they were going to beat Trump. It shows it's like they're weak and they're overconfident. And what is it you learn about these weirdos that get mentally ill and get megalomania? If they're a manager or, you know, some small thing, the more power they get, the crazier they get. That explains all of this. And Trump is just steadfastly like a leader, taking it all, going through it. And so now is the time. Everybody needs to pray for Trump. Pray for InfoWars. They need to get these clips we just played and get them out to everybody you know so they understand this is happening. And then don't pull back and get scared and put your head down. Putting your head down at a crossroads of history, you may get ahead putting your head down.
See, I just want to say this. This is why Alex Jones is so big. And this is why he is the tip of the spear. Did you see what he just said? He just said, take his clips, spread them everywhere. He says that on his show all the time. He doesn't care about copyright infringement. He doesn't care about hoarding his material for profits. He wants it out there because he gets it. He gets it. The more that he frees up his content for all of us to spread it, the more viewers and listeners he gets. And the more his audience grows, the more people will buy his products. which will fund his operation, which he will then expand it. He gets it. See, people that bitch about copyright infringement, well, they lose. Because they lose people like us from spreading their work. It's just like doctors that don't take every form of health insurance. Well, we're not in the network, so we're not going to take you. All right, I'll go somewhere else. You've lost business. You've pigeonholed your business. Whereas doctors that will take all types of insurance, dollars to donuts, folks, I can bet you, they've got a bigger patient base than someone that confines themselves. And that's why Alex Jones is number one in independent media by a long shot. Because he doesn't hide, he doesn't hoard his work. He encourages us to spread it far and wide. He even says to take his videos and share them on your YouTube channel. He's got no problem with it. Whereas, quite frankly, I've heard Mark Dice on Infowars.com bitch about it. Oh, somebody took my stuff. There's copyright infringement. Okay, Mark, we're not going to spread your word then. If you're worried about that, we're not going to spread who you are. And guess what? You're going to stay underneath Alex Jones. Alex is very, very smart. And that's why I also say to you, now, look, I'm not making money on this, obviously. You know, who am I? But I encourage all of you, if you find value in my show, please download it. Please send it anywhere you want. The only thing you can't do is create another thetruthzone.com. I own that domain. Other than that, please edit it if you want, take snippet, but spread it everywhere. Go for it. Get the message out. It's a win-win. Somebody else that I wouldn't reach on my own may find value in it, and my audience base is going to expand because of you, because of word of mouth. So please take my materials and just run with it. So back to the clip.
In different periods of life, on average, you won't be a happy person. It'll end up leading towards collapse down the road. But at the end of the line, keeping your head down makes you go over the cliff. You're like in a canoe about to go over Niagara Falls. Keeping your head down is going to get you destroyed. You got to paddle over towards the land. You still got time. There's Niagara Falls. Oh, it's scary. Here, let's put our head between our knees. Mm-mm. Don't have paddles? You better jump in the water and swim towards the shore. Are you going to make it? I don't know. But I'm rowing as hard as I can, and I think we got a chance here. But I'm in the boat with a bunch of people that got their thumbs in their rear ends, and I'm not complaining at most of you. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, I don't tell you about half the stuff goes on behind the scenes. It's like a James Bond movie, okay? But I got to tell you, most of their operatives and people I run into now are scared. They look at us like we're rock stars, and you can tell they want to join us. They're just scared. They don't like working for the system. And that's why the globalists are so close to the edge right now, is because their minions, a lot of them are corrupt, but they're not psychopaths, and they're mercenaries, and they just want to have a future. And they realize there's no future under globalism. It's about austerity. And it's sick, and it's failed, and it's evil, and we don't want to be part of this. Now is the time when the chips are down, which our prognosis is great. This way is, you know, happy trails and green pastures. This way is hell on earth. They're telling us this way towards the green pastures is hell and heaven's towards the hellish part. If people just saw, they go, well, this is easy choice. But the reason the chips are down is that the enemy is so bold and is publicly promoting coups now and civil war while simultaneously saying it doesn't exist. When they speak to Davos or Aspen or Bilderberg or Charlie Rose, then it's we want martial law and overthrow because they're talking to intelligentsia. But when they talk to the public, they're like, CNN, crazy Alex Jones says there's a plan for a coup, so he wants to kill Democrats. Never show you a clip of it, do they? They misrepresent. Oh, look, he's the kook. Ha ha. Comedy Central has whole shows now based on me. Homeland. So everybody sees him pointed. He's the one that just guessed the lottery right 10 times in a row. He's a kook. Oh, he just changed the whole.
See, that is the Saul Alinsky tactic right there that all libtards use. Do you notice that on Facebook? You put up an original post, you back it up with references, and what do libtards come back with most of the time? Infantile memes, insults, or ba-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, you know, B-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A, because they've got nothing intellectual. Some idiot put on my post yesterday, when I put out my show for my podcast yesterday on Facebook, some idiot puts, Spreaker, ha 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 ha. What does the platform have anything to do with the content? Answer, nothing. What if I did my show on CNN? What if I was on Fox? What if I was on Sirius XM? Oh, does that change the validity of the content? Oh, I'm sorry, because I'm doing this at my expense and I'm not getting paid. Oh, that means what I'm saying is fake? Ridiculous. Excuse me that I take my own time at my expense to talk to you, not owned by anybody, not influenced by anybody. Whether you disagree or agree, these are my own words from my own free will, from my own thoughts and feelings, not bought and paid for by anybody. So, whether I use SiriusXM, Blog Talk Radio, or Spreaker, it doesn't change the veracity of the content. But that's what people do. Because when they don't have an intellectual comeback, and libtards don't have any, you cannot intellectually resolve and defend baby killing, easy divorce, homosexuality, this fake phony transgenderism. You can't reconcile this fake Russiagate crap, and because you don't like Donald Trump, you can just say, kill him, blow up the White House, get rid of the Electoral College, impeach him. You got nothing. See, that's all the left has. Right from politicians to rock stars to the masses, they've got nothing intellectual. It's like when anti-Christians try to use the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, to draw comparisons to Islam. It's ridiculous. Can't happen. Or they try to say, see, you Christians believe in killing homosexuals. Exodus 42:10. Sorry. It's not the Christian scriptures. And then when you point that out, oh, it's all a fairy tale. See, that's all they've got. Same thing here with Alex Jones. They've got nothing intellectual to beat him with. So it's like, oh, you said Sandy Hook is fake. You think nobody died. You're a conspiracy theorist. You think frogs are gay. I mean, it's ridiculous. You wear aluminum foil on your head. You're a joke. It's all they've got. Even though all nine of those conspiracies that I read earlier, verified by multiple sources, by congressional hearings, Jones talked about years before they were revealed mainstream, before any Freedom of Information Act held conspirators liable for releasing classified documents. But we're the jokes. No, folks, you know what? The joke is on you blue pillars. You blue pillars, you're the laughing stock. You're the humiliation. Because you're getting dangled on a string and you love it. You are the cuckolds. You are the sufferers from Stockholm Syndrome. You love those screwing you left and right, and you want more of it. Not only do you want more of it, you want us to like it. Well, we're not going to. We're not going to like it. We're not going to take it forever. We are giving Donald Trump a chance to... Look, he's not going to fix it all, but we're giving Donald Trump a chance to put a significant dent in this machine. And if he fails, or if he caves in, then ladies and gentlemen, we the people will have to make a decision. Back to Alex Jones.
World O, the operating system he rebooted, Americana, has been picked up by the White House. Word for word, they figured it out. Exactly what I say out of the mouths of all these people now. And that's fine. I don't want the credit. The enemy already knows who gets the credit. They want to tell you, oh, we got all these shows demonizing him on HBO and Showtime and Comedy Central, and they were attacking him everywhere and saying how evil and bad he is and how he needs to die because he's powerless. Yeah, we're all obsessed with him because he's powerless. I am the spirit of 1776, and so are you. All I am is a match of flame. When there's no other flame around, it looks big. It's amazing. But all you got to do is set brush fires, and soon it's a bigger flame. And they go, oh, globalists, oh, we just light the whole thing over. Oh, because the fire doesn't hurt us, it burns them. Oh, fire goes up. Oh, you want a revolution? Oh, how about 1776? Oh, political. Fires in the minds of men. Ah, I'm a flamethrower, and I've already set devastating fires in the enemy camp. I just want you to recognize we're under the main assault because they know they call me a virus on CNN and on Fox and on MSNBC. They go, oh, the virus, Alex, shoot the virus. Because I know who they are. I know they're cowards. I know they're scum. I know they're filth. I know they hate their families if they even have them. I know them. I know that they know I'm not afraid. They hate that because they live in fear.
Yes, we are a virus, ladies and gentlemen. We're a virus to the New World Order. We're a virus to the satanic takeover of this world. We are a virus, and I'm proud to be a virus.
They're rats. So here is the clip of, and we're going to your phone calls with Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with me. Here is Rand Paul.
Sometimes the media gets self-occupied with a story, the sort of, I think, made up in a way, Russian story, but we get so occupied with it that we forget the good things that are happening. And I think a lot of good things have happened so far. And I always compare it. Every day I wake up and say, it could have been Hillary Clinton. We could be at war in the Middle East because Hillary Clinton wanted to go to war everywhere, and she would be at war with American business. It could be terrible. And I think Trump's doing a much better job than we would have gotten.
There you go. The polls have total integrity, and they're behind Trump because he's real, folks.
I can't believe he's gotten this much done. And we sit here and bitch. They're going to kill him any day now. They're going to blow him and his family up, folks. Oh, they're going to wait till they get the whole family together. They want them all, especially Donald Jr. Just watch. Oh, God, I can't believe that they've got Clapper and Brennan on TV calling for coups. And they've got these little weak spooks in Newsweek. Oh, God. And they're just so, we're just ruled by scum that hijacked everything. They didn't even conquer us. Now we're struggling, so they're trying to conquer us. And they're just such filth. Are we really ruled by these people? I need your support. You know, so many people have deficiencies. And as we know, so much of disease is caused by deficiencies. If you don't have vitamin C, you die. If you don't have selenium, you die. Just search selenium deficiencies, cancer, hundreds and hundreds of big studies. It's just amazing. And we wonder what's going on in our systems.
The reason why I'm continuing with this part of the clip is because I want to tell you something. I'll give you a personal testimony. I've been taking Super Male Vitality now for almost 4 years, okay? I'm 52 and a half years old. I have experimented 4 or 5 times coming off Super Male Vitality to see if I would feel a difference. Folks, let me tell you something. When I come off Super Male Vitality, I feel like I'm 52 years old. When I'm on Super Male Vitality, I'm doing 2-hour workouts 6 days a week. A lot of times, I do 2 workouts. I'll do the 2-hour workouts on the Bowflex, and then I'll kick my mixed martial arts bag for another 40 minutes at night. I know this is an adult audience, so I'm going to tell you. My wife is 5 years younger than me, does yoga. She's in great shape. She's hot. I wear her out. And that ain't bragging. It's the truth. I wear her out. I can go, and I've done it all night long. I've had, way before I met her, I was single a few years ago. I've had threesomes for over an hour. 2 chicks. And I went, 60 minutes, baby. Like Ric Flair says, I'm a 60-minute man. Woo! And I'm all night long. And that's the truth. So, you men out there, you don't need Viagra, you don't need Cialis, you don't need these synthetic fake drugs that cause more harm than good in the long run to your heart, to your kidneys, whatever. Super Male Vitality. Now I'm taking Z-Shield, which is supposed to knock out the heavy toxins and the metals. And my feeling is this. If Super Male Vitality is working, as I know it is, well, then I certainly have to believe that the other products work as well. I also take Caveman Bone Broth, not every day, maybe twice a week, maybe 3 times a week, has good proteins, all of that good stuff. I feel great, other than the diverticulitis. I feel great. I'm drinking less coffee. I have less need for it. I don't get tired at 4 p.m. You get the 4 p.m. malaise. I get none of it. I am rock on, baby, from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. And that is no joke. So that's why I'm playing these products. I urge you to go to Infowars.com/store and get your Super Male Vitality. Try the vitamin fusion blend. See, just that right now in my position, I can't afford to do $150 a month. I just can't. So I would love to. I was doing the fusion. I think I've shown this to people that are big time into nutrition and not into Alex Jones. And I say, look at these ingredients. What do you think? They're pretty damn good. Matter of fact, some of the best they've ever seen. So that's why I'm running with this, because I'm encouraging you people. Go to Infowars.com/store. Look at a product that may resonate with you. Buy it and try it for 60 days. That's my recommendation. There's 4 minutes left of the clip, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Society where there's fields that don't have the right minerals and cofactors in them and all the rest of it. We just sell products that I personally use and people love, produced by four of the biggest organic producers in the country. Group's one of them. The others are, you know, even bigger established companies. Our new Way is one of the biggest, best organic companies. It's grass-fed, whey, organic, super high quality. That's available out of the gates, 20% off. We've got Caveman Combo. The new strawberry flavor is excellent. Vanilla didn't taste too good, so we never launched that. We have chocolate and vanilla. Amazing bone broth concentrate. Then the turmeric, the chaga mushrooms, the bee pollen, and so much more. It's the number one selling bone broth formula out there. Bone broth, obviously, is it's equivalent to chicken noodle soup to squared. It's concentrated. So that's an amazing product. Now in strawberry flavor, that's 25% off. Super Female Vitality sells okay. Super Male is one of our best sellers, but Super Female is amazing, and it's almost the same formula as Super Male. The Super Male formula discount is gone because it's about to sell out. Super Female, we've got quite a bit of that, but I have no need to sell it at 57% off, which is basically a loss leader. But I'm doing it because I want women that have never tried it, or men, to try, because for some men, it works better for them. A guy didn't like taking something that says it's for a female, but it's just a formula that's more geared towards women. I personally think some of the herbs in it are stronger. Some of them are weaker, but it's tailored for women, but works better for some men. That's 57% off right now. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 66% off, $9.95. We've got the Super Silver Special, colloidal silver bottle, Silver Bullet, the Super Blue toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine, fluoride-free, and the electric toothbrush, 50% off. That's $34.93. Comparable toothbrushes sell for that much. The toothbrush sells for $19 normally. We're selling it for $10 in that combo. That's what we get it for. So some of that is a loss leader. The toothbrush is a loss leader, but then we make some money on the toothpaste and the Silver Bullet with it. But that is an amazing deal. 50% off on the Super Silver Special. Pro Pure Traveler, amazing system. Very best gravity filter out there. Again, that's 30% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, amazing. Comparable units cost $200, $300 more. It's $149.
I also have those. I've got air filters, and we do feel a difference with four dogs and a couple of cats. My wife and I, we love animals. It's just the way it is. And we also have the water for the Alexa Pro water filter. You know, we believe in it. Instead of buying bottled water and then having all that waste. And they're portable. They're drums, so you could take them anywhere you want. You can even go on a on a camping trip, take them with you, and have clean, pure water. So again, I'm running this last 90 seconds because I really want you to try this stuff out. And you know, Alex Jones is on from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. on Sundays.
It's normal $219. It's a super deal. Great system. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with amino acids as well, $39.95. That's 33% off. Knockout is $14.95, 50% off. Prostaguard is 33% off. Myco ZX is 46% off, because I want you to see the other part of the equation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. It targets the fungus and all the rest of the garbage. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun there very dutifully, because I'm on the road, because I have any glitches. He pops in. We come back for several segments. We're taking your calls ahead of the big pastor, friends with Trump, been on before, Patriot, Mr. Brown, who met with a senior congressman about the martial law plan, the coup plan. Now, he brought this out on Monday. Here we are on Wednesday. Yesterday, a day after, Brennan comes out and says it on TV. They're getting a coup ready. So see the credibility of this. So it's that means they're getting ready to go live. We hope to back them off and stop them. But if we don't make a big deal out of this, if we let them normalize it, they're going to pull it. So, again, but free shipping on top of all those specials, that ends this week. It's been throughout the month of July, but it's about to end. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
All right, so that was courtesy of InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show. So we've had an hour and 15 minutes of government-verified conspiracy. Therefore, why can't there be others? My name is Michael B. This is the Truth Zone. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central Time.